Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, can you hear us? Put a one in the chat if you can hear us. Hopefully you can. Should we get to go at this point now? Can you hear
us? All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. I know they got us now. We should have a live feed now.
Good?
Yeah, it was muted. But, hey, guys, welcome to the show. Sorry about that. but, yeah, guys, it's Friday. Call-in show. You know what I'm saying? The way we always do the call-in shows, guys, is super chats, phone calls. We're going to put the number down at the bottom. Super chats take priority. And then if you super chat, let's say you want to talk to us, cut the phone line, you super chat in, and then we're going to, with the last four digits of your number, Chris is going to find you in the queue and get you there. The phone number to call in, guys, is 515-605-9740 is the number. Here, we're going to put on screen real quick for you guys so you can, like, you know, have it for a second. Yeah, it's 515-605-9740. Yep, 9740, guys. That's the number to call into the show, right? So we'll start getting your calls in now. And like I said, if you want to skip, just to do a super chat. But quick announcements. Okay, patreon.com/freshfitguys. You guys get all the exclusive behind-the-scenes content there. Help us reach 2,000 patrons. And what we're going to do is we're going to have basically a meetup in a major city, United States. We're going to take a vote with all the patrons, wherever you guys want us to go, whether it's New York, Houston, Chicago.
Please, somewhere, you know, not cold.
Yeah, somewhere not cold, hopefully,
please,
guys.
Bro.
Okay, but we are going to do a meetup with you guys, you know, a completely free event. We're going to come out there and meet with you guys, and based on what the patrons request, we're going to go to that major city. Just please not let it be like, you know, LA or something. I'm just kidding. So check us out on patreon.com/freshfitguys. Oh, also, we're going to have a Zoom call on there, right, where we're going to give you guys pretty much a two-hour-plus Q&A. We're going to give you guys a secret sauce on, like, dating, making money, real estate investing, cryptocurrency, getting girls, Instagram, you know.
Credit scores.
Anything
everything
you guys really want to talk about when it comes to self-improvement, we got y'all on that. You know, because we are the number one men's podcast in the world, despite people saying all the things that they say about us. Also, guys, we're on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Every single platform you guys listen to podcasts, we are there. Just make sure you wear headphones so you don't get in trouble.
I'm going to get fired.
Or fired from your job.
You might. So one day, they got fired today. So.
Really?
Yep. You got fired today?
Yep.
Who?
Damn. Someone said in the chat, not too sure, but he was on lunch break, and he's, you know, super watching it, so.
God damn.
What?
Bro. Oh, you know what? No, somebody did send me a screen cap for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That's crazy, bro. Like, yo. Oh, man, yeah. Guys, get a screen protector that has a privacy screen on it, guys. Like, real talk, man, this is starting to get wild. And then also, guys, check us out, freshfitpodcaststore.com, okay, where we got the merch, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, etc., all the gear that Fresh Never Wears on air. Go ahead and get it over there.
Brian, didn't wear it today.
Guys, we got a YouTube channel, guys, Fresh and Fit Clips. That's where we post all of our clips. If you don't have 2 to 3 hours to watch the full podcast, go ahead and check us over there on Fresh Fit Clips, man. We're out there, and we put the funniest and best parts there. And, yeah, and then what else do we got here? Oh, yeah, you want to talk about your vlog channel?
Guys, behind the scenes, man, today I was at Lambo, looking at some new cars, getting the car service. Check it out. Vlog channel, 100K on the way. Let's go.
And then also, man, guys, ladies that want to come on the show, DM our producer.
Aaron C. Pogson.
/ talent coordinator, Aaron C. Pogson. He handles all the girls. And he also has a Twitch channel as well. You want to talk about that?
Guys, follow me on Twitch, Aaron Pogson. I did a stream today with the Merch Gang. Shout out to you guys. I will do one after the show, after our late night show, actually. So let's get it. We out here.
Cool. And then any video reactions, guys, go ahead and hit up Fresh. Okay?
Not me, all right?
Yeah.
Some of you guys be sending videos. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Hit up Fresh.
I got one for tonight.
For the reactions, guys. And, yeah, we got some lovely ladies coming in about 40 minutes or so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we're definitely going to, you know, go with you guys for a little bit longer. We'll go for about an hour here with the Q&A on the phones and everything else like that. And then anything else, Chris, that I missed?
No, we're good to go.
Well, on TikTok, Fresh at 15, it's on TT, which we might get canceled off that soon,
and
too.
And then special mention.
Yeah, we're also going to get canceled off YouTube, allegedly, as well. So,
7 days.
7 days, bro.
Seven days.
Your day's coming, bro.
Shout out to Jesus Christ, by the way.
We've been waiting for this. We've been, God,
oh,
please.
My gosh, by the way.
We've been FNF.
Oh, I'm so sad,
yeah,
bro.
Man.
Hey, my heart's broken.
Yo, I don't know how you niggas going to eat if we're gone. So, if we're gone, you guys can't eat. Come on now.
Hey, man. Yo, guys. I'm going to go to Columbia, retire on a boat. The bunch of hoes would be like, yo, it was fun while it lasted.
Yo, let me just address this real quick, guys. We're not going anywhere. There's no 7 days. There's none of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get anything from YouTube. Right? This way. Oh, you've been notified. Like, no, bro. Our lawyers already handled it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they were successful in removing some videos, guys. You know, it is what it is. You know, we're not here to try to go after anybody. We got to protect ourselves, man. And it's crazy how everyone's trying to jump on us for protecting ourselves after all the crazy allegations that were made that were proven not true. So, I mean, if you guys are going to come at us for defending ourselves, then okay. All right. That's fine.
And,
it is what it is.
We're here to make content.
We're not
bro.
Here to stir drama or talk negatively about those people. We got to protect ourselves.
But
bro.
No. Like, we're here to make content. If you don't like it, bro, don't watch it.
Yeah, you don't have to watch it.
So, it's what
y'all,
it is.
Y'all can, like, just literally click the X on the top right and be like, fuck these niggas and go watch somebody else. It's fine, man. You have the ability to not watch us. You don't have to watch us, bro. I don't understand why people keep
up.
Talking about us.
If I don't like somebody, I'm not watching none of your shit.
Like, I don't get it.
The intro. The ending, none of it.
Yeah.
Wait, intro. Some niggas don't have intros.
Some do.
So, yeah. But no. Anyway, man, with that said, guys, you know, we're here to make content, man. We're here to help you guys with making money, getting girls, getting in shape, etc. We're
and
the number one men's podcast for a reason.
Big guest coming next week.
Yes, man. The train will not stop, guys. The train will not stop. We're going to keep going. And I'll tell you guys this too, man. A big motivator for me. Every day I get messages from guys saying, hey, man, I was going to off myself or I was going to do this or whatever. And this video in particular helped me. And they'll send me a link, right? Overcoming RP Rage.
The one we did with Rolo and
Grape Culture.
Andrew Tate as well.
Yeah. The Avengers when we gathered Andrew Tate and you know,
Sterling.
Waller, Sterling, everything.
Yeah.
Yo, that video was epic. You know what I'm saying? It's so amazing to me how people are so quick to forget all the great content we make without insulting other people. You know what I'm saying? Without. Literally, there's people out here saying, oh, yeah, every time I make fun of Fresh and Fit, I make money. And it's like, okay.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's fine.
You have some chats?
Do what you got to do. All right. So, and guys, thank you so much for the donations. This is going to be used for when we get canceled off YouTube. All right. Let's see here.
Yo. Someone said, where you going to sell your Lambo? You're about to be fired in 7 days. I was like, oh, really? You think so? Okay.
Fresh Fit 820. Fresh and Fit crew, you guys did a good job handling the crazy wedlock chick situation. Props to y'all. Thank you so much.
$100.
Wow. That's $100. And you got another one.
Oh, God. I got a phone with academics. He's like, bro, I ain't even fazed by that. Back to business.
Yeah, we've been through worse,
shout
man.
Shout out to academics, man.
Yeah, shout out to our man academics, bro. Fresh Fit 820. Another one for the Blicky Cam. Oh, which,
oh,
by the way,
go.
Speaking of academics. Yo, the podcast that we did where we talked about my former career in law enforcement and how the feds build cases and everything
it's
else like that.
It's trending on Spotify.
It's trending on Spotify, guys. So I want to give you guys all a big fucking Don DeMarco.
It's right now the most shared podcast on Spotify.
Yeah, because academic. Yeah, is it the number?
Yeah.
That episode is the most shared right now?
He tagged us in it, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was the most shared.
Most shared,
I knew it was trending. I didn't know. Okay, so the episode I did with academics, guys, where I talked about, because we literally broke down some of these big hip-hop cases.
NBA.
With Pooh Shiesty, NBA YoungBoy, YNW Melly.
Yeah.
6ix9ine's RICO case. Like, we broke it down, and I gave you guys a federal agent's perspective on how those cases were probably done. You know what I'm saying? Because I've done cases like this before. So, you know, do I know everything 100%? No. But I'll tell you guys this. Like, I've been on those shoes before, and the way the case moved after me reading the court documents and everything else like that, I'm fairly sure that I'm pretty accurate with my speculations on how they did the case and everything else like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a very interesting and unique perspective, guys, that you've never seen me really give. And, you know, obviously I gave that to our boy academics because he's fam, man. You know what I'm saying? When everyone was kicking us out when we were down, he was on the phone with us for 2 hours strategizing on, yo, this is what y'all got to do. This is what you know what I'm saying? I got y'all, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so I'm obviously going to give our man that crazy content because – that's academics, you know. But you guys should definitely check it out. It was a really, really good episode.
Hell,
if you guys got questions about that tonight, we'll talk about it a little bit. What else? Super chat. Sorry. Another one for the Blicky Cam. Thank you so much, bro.
820. We make him a mod, bro. That guy is always donating, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to mod you up right now, bro. Dania, shout out to Myron Fresh and Chris and the whole FNF gang. We've got your back. What's happening right now is transparent for all to see. Love from the UK.
What's up, Pina?
Thank you so much. And that's Pina. Shout out to Pina. $5, Black Wolf Inc. Just bought my plane tickets back to Miami. I'll be there for a week, and I'm treating all y'all to Wet Willie's. City Boys, we up.
This nigga
over 9,000.
Yo.
Wet Willie's.
That's the most Miami shit ever.
The whole shit. He's
South Beach, Miami, Wet Willie's. Bro, you better turn up with some.
Bro, he sent me a DM. He was like, yo, Chris, drink for fresh.
Boys, we up $10. I haven't been to Wet Willie's in a minute.
Shout out to Face and Black Wolf.
Shout out to you, man. Noah Baptiste. Fresh and Fit, I got your back no matter what.
Shout out to
you,
brother.
Like, we're not. Yeah, it is what it is. FNF, the hate is loud, but the support is stronger. Keep up the great work, fellas. Yeah, bro, and we survived because you guys are here by our sides, man. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to y'all. If the haters want to talk smack, y'all going to pay for it. We didn't come at y'all yet. You want to act like victims when you call these men rapists? True. And just so y'all know, behind the scenes, I tried to reason with some of these guys behind the scenes, and they still made hit pieces on us. So for you guys that said, oh, you should have handled it off the thing, not to hit them with get the lawyers involved, everything. Guys, I'm telling you. I reached out to a couple of these guys behind the scenes and said, hey, man, let's talk this out. And they still made videos on us because it's too profitable, right, to not talk shit about us. People make money when they talk shit about us. So I get it. It's fine.
Yeah, we can feed your families too, bro.
Blackout Red 333. Fresh FM fam, I hid in the shadows mostly, but I came out to show some support. Get it. Thank you so much, bro. And then $10, Ancient Luxury. Claiming fair use while slandering and defaming. Claiming censorship while threatening 7 days or else. Wokeism logic. Woke boys. Logic. Yeah, it is what it is. We going to keep it positive, though, guys. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Keep in mind, the dislikes aren't from the Fresh and Fit community that are coming in. We've been through this wave before. We've overcame this war. That's facts.
That's true.
they're coming in this. Sebastian, $5. Out to the mods tonight for going to work. Let the second great ninja war come in.
Russo, stand up, niggas.
The second ninja war.
Yo,
the mods is like.
Shout out to all the mods.
All right, keep striking the haters. Shut them down. Crush their channels. They can't steal intellectual property. Love you guys. Subscribers since January 2021.
Thank you, brother.
Question from Myron Fresh. Post Malone said, I swear there ain't no time for women on the come up. It's either women or the come up. Do you think this is true?
Bro, yeah, absolutely,
bro. It's kind of true, bro.
Like,
I ain't gonna
lie to you. Really take time to be in a relationship with somebody takes a lot of effort. Not to mention when you're busy with work and your schedule, it's not easy at all, guys. So you got to choose either one or the other at a certain point. Then you could kind of like dibble and dabble, but it's not easy at all. Jose Perez, $2 says no audio. We fixed
that,
brother.
That was from earlier, yeah.
Shem Tactics, $20 says, hey, Chris, how much wood? Chris, it's for you, brother. It's for you, Chris.
How much wood could
go.
Damn, nigga, always talking.
Let's go.
How much wood could a wood tuck if a wood tuck could tuck wood? Then fresh.
Okay, got this. How much wood could a wood chuck if a wood chuck could chuck wood?
Okay.
Easy.
Oh, okay. All
easy,
right,
man.
Gentlemen.
Don't play with me, man.
$5 from the Kings they hate is because they can't stand the fact that a group of nerds figured out how to be successful in RP space and passed the real alpha.
Yo, bro.
Yo,
real talk.
I'm still trying to figure out where we said that. We're like, yo, we're alpha.
Like, or what? We're high value.
Yeah.
When did we ever say that?
Yeah, bro. I mean.
But we never self-proclaim who we are. We just say, hey, we're giving value and content. Like,
I mean, we've been very open about the fact that I used to play video games as a nerd. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bro,
I was a nerd since I was 18. We've been extremely transparent about that. But you want to know what it is, Fresh?
Yeah.
It's because they don't watch the daytime shows. They watch the nighttime shows, and they forget that we have a whole other series of shows that we do during the day that help guys with money and everything else like that. And we open up about our past, you know what I'm saying, to kind of let guys know where we come from. But, you know, everyone's running around saying, you guys are alpha. Okay. All right. $1. Flaming Dragon. Thank you so much. Free my ninja, R. Kelly.
I don't know about that one.
Hey, don't worry, fam. We got your back. Other RP creators doing the same. Yeah, man. Nobody says anything when other people hit copyright strikes, man, or whatever it is. Okay, the man's sphere is turning into the feminist sphere right now. The haters are all in their feminine energy because they can't stop you guys. Keep going. They know they can't do what you do.
That is facts.
That is very true. We have a very unique lane, bro. Very unique lane. And the crazy part is, like, yo, I've reached out to some of these guys to collab and, like, you know, put them on, too. And it's like, nah, fuck you. We're going to hate on you instead. And I'm like.
Hey, like I said before, bro, I took this behind the scenes. Eventually, we're going to leave the manosphere, bro, because at this point, it's just a bunch of hate, bro.
Yeah.
It's what it is.
I've reached out to a bunch of guys in the sphere, bro, that made hit pieces on us. Like, hey, man, you want to come on the show? Like, I love your content. I'd be showing crazy love behind the scenes, bro. They don't show you guys all the love I show behind the scenes, man. So whatever. What do you guys think about going to bars and clubs for pickup by myself? What are my success chances if I look good and have a good game? All right, this is a good question.
Yeah.
So, all right. So here's the thing. The guys that do the best at, like, night game and getting girls, I ain't going to lie to you guys, they go out alone a lot
yeah.
of the times.
Yeah.
Because when you – or they have a really, really good wingman that knows what they're doing. So if you go out to the club by yourself, you got pluses and negatives. The plus is you're able to effectively game how you want and maneuver how you want, and you don't really have anybody holding you back. The negative is that you're going to have to overcome certain objections that girls are going to give. One of the first things a girl asks, if
why,
you come up
why
to
are you
her,
alone?
Yeah, why are you alone? Or she's going to say, who are you here with?
Yeah,
if
exactly.
you don't approach her with a friend. So you can either A, tell the truth, which I don't suggest you do unless you're very advanced. I'm not going to lie to you guys, because a lot of girls are going to look at that like, what's wrong with this guy? Or B, you could be like, oh, no, my friend is he's on his way, actually. You know what I'm saying? He's just running a bit behind this crazy traffic. And then, you know, and then bam, you talk to her or whatever. But going out alone is incredibly powerful if you know what you're doing. I know it's tough, because it's like really tough to sometimes to muster the courage to go out and do it. And some guys don't like doing it. But if you can master it, a lot of the top guys at pickup do it alone.
And you'd be surprised. You might find another guy that's there by himself as well.
Yep.
You guys team up. You can become buddies. And then you're duking it out to see who can do pickup better.
Yeah. But just be careful, guys, because one thing I will say, because I've done that game before too, mm-hmm. is a lot of guys are going to probably sabotage you. You know, they're going to make cardinal mistakes like, oh, this guy's a loser. And he's going to like clown you in front of the girls that you guys are trying to talk to, which is a big no-no. We talked about this in detail on the Avengers episode with Jay Waller and Sterling. Your friend should be like literally like gassing you up like crazy when you're not around. You know what I'm saying? Or gassing you up in general when he's with the girl and, you know, you might go to the bathroom or whatever. And that's what a true wing does, because you guys got to remember that when you deal with girls, especially a nightclub setting, anything else like that, you're already starting from negative. So you need to build the attraction up very quickly in that nighttime environment, and your friends should be helping you do that, not take away from it. Because, hell, you guys have seen – we've had girls role play as guys to get girls at a nightclub, and they can't even fucking figure it out.
Terrible.
You know what I'm saying? So they don't even understand crazy negative that you're starting from, right? You're basically starting with, like, negative 10 when you match with a girl at a nightclub, unless you got a table and you're known or shit like that. But let's be honest. Most of y'all are going to go in there, cold approach, general admission, whatever it is. So you're going to start from a disadvantage. So you want a guy that's competent on your side that can help you break through those initial stages of, you know, of spinning game and DHVing you. You don't want a guy that's going to kick you, set you back.
Yeah.
So
I would just say as well, just survey your surroundings first, see what's there. And if you find a unicorn, just go by yourself. Then that's an easy, like, you know, setup right there. But it's not always that easy. But just survey your surroundings first, then go for the approach. But definitely if you're by yourself, it helps, because then, like you said before, you can play your game how you want to play it. But just keep in mind, if you're alone, they're going to ask you where your friends. So.
Yeah. You're better off being alone, guys, than being with a guy that doesn't know what he's doing that can sabotage you.
That's I worse. Do it all the time, man.
Like a bad wingman will actually hurt you significantly.
I got
bro.
Lucky. I got Carl back now.
Yeah. Because what will happen is if your wingman is trash, she's automatic or weird or awkward. She's going to attribute that to you as well. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're going to think. Like, because you guys got to remember that women are hive-minded creatures, right? So for them, they operate as a hive. So they're going to assume you as a guy, you guys operate as a hive too. But they don't get that. Like, men are far more capable of independent thinking than women are. Oh, I know what I'm going to get hit with here.
How dare you?
Oh, you misogynist. No, it's literally biology, guys. The reason why women are hive-minded, and shout out to Andrew Tate, he talked about this, and I got to give him his flowers. The reason why women tend to be hive-minded creatures and men are far more likely to be independent thinkers is because back in the day, men were willing to pull out a sword to fight for their beliefs, because men are physically capable of physical confrontation and fighting those that disagree with them. That's why we had wars and everything else like that. Men fought these wars. Women, however, are not at the same physical level of combat. So by definition of, you know, of their biology and being weaker than men, physically, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not physically weaker, biology. They have to attribute themselves, they have to align their belief system with the strongest male in the room. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why women are far less likely to, you know, to challenge people, to have confrontation, to fight, et cetera. They're far more agreeable. You know what I'm saying? Because women aren't designed for combat like men are. Men are designed for combat, so they're okay with fighting for their beliefs, you know, and being a contrarian. Women typically are not.
Yo.
So just keep that in mind too, guys. This translates all the way into dating. These biological, like, hardwiring traits in the, you know, in the how do I want to say this, in the foundation, the biological hardwiring of the foundation, that goes all the way into dating and how women operate when it comes to the sexual marketplace as well.
That's true.
Good.
Now, these are actually pretty funny.
Okay.
We got Dale Stain
here.
Hey,
Dale Stain in the fucking house, by the way. Yo.
Yo,
put the camera on.
Stream.
Dale Stain. Hey, Dale Stain in studio, guys, by the way.
Yeah, you want to say anything, bro?
Oh, hold on. Does she want to be on camera fresh?
Yeah. You cool?
Yeah, but he's on.
We're going to show the camera.
Dale.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
All right, it's cool. All right,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What's up? What's up, Saint? Oh, I got to unmute that mic real quick.
Yeah, we got DL Saint.
We got DL Saint in the building. He's been showing support from a while ago. He was at the last party, 100K party. He's going to be at the 500K party as well. Shout out to my brother, DL Saint, man.
Yo, thanks for having me. It's truly an honor. I'm the old dude, truly the grandpappy of the crew. I'm 50. You know what I mean? Uncle Saint's an old guy. I'm here to tell y'all, these men, honorable men. That's why I came down the first time.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you, I had questions the first time. Mm-hmm. First thing Myron ever said to me was like, we the niggas we say we are. I'm like, yeah, you are. That was the first thing he said to me. Right? Fresh. First thing Fresh said to me was like, how you doing, brother? Thank you so much. Humble. You know what I'm saying? Real guys. What they going through is what it is. But what the brother Tate said, he said that adversity makes men men.
Facts. Facts.
You know what I mean? So thanks for having me. Thank you so much, yo, Chad. I'm in the building. Like I've been saying, come see us next week. I'm here. If you a mod and you here next week, you with me. So make sure we take care of it. I got to have a table for the mods, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got to have a table for the mods.
Yes.
We got y'all, man. Thank you guys so
much,
man.
By the way, my birthday party, Dilton showed up. He wanted to get a table for me, got a bottle for me. I said no. He gave me a gift. He gave me a keychain with a Lamborghini slogan. Say, when you get your Lambo, put it on your key.
Oh.
Less than two months later, bought the Lambo, put it on. Bro, that's my love. Inspiration, motivation. Shout out to Dale Saint, man.
Showing love, man.
Always, bro.
That's what's up, man.
Bro.
Thank you so much, Saint. Appreciate it, bro. We're happy to have you in studio with us, man. Okay, let's see here. What do we got?
Second goes a lot of super chats.
Oh,
man.
Hey, thank you guys so much for the support, bro. This means a lot, man, to look at this because we've been getting heat for defending ourselves, goddammit.
Crazy, bro.
$5.
I'm trying to figure this out, bro. Like, we're some nerds that talk a lot of, like, stuff online, and people take it, like so bad, bro.
Yeah,
it's like,
yo, we admit it. You guys should watch the episode we did with RTTV.
Yeah.
That was the biggest Nerdfest episode ever. We sat there talking
about anime, games,
music, wrestling.
DVD's trash, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
Now it's just the shit, bro. What you mean? Stupid.
Okay. $5 from Amanjot Singh Tour. Anyone who gets falsely accused has the right to hold others accountable. Okay? Just showing my support. Thank you so much for that, bro. Zach Hooks, just showing my support, keeping what you're doing. Haters hate when someone is great. It is what it is, man. While they hate, we create. And then DL Saint, Fresh for his family, Fresh Chris and Myron care about what they built. This podcast helps people, period, men and women. They aren't going anywhere. Fresh Fit forever. Thank you so much,
Thank
man.
You, brother.
And then $10 PSA. YouTube's copyright strike system is busted. There are hundreds of companies that destroy channels because of 5-second clips. The FNF fam will be all right. Keep it up, y'all. Change the world. Yep. And then we got Shark Armor, $35 all the way from New Zealand. Thank you so much. Colonel Sanders, $5. Why does Chris sound like Donnie from the Wild Thornberries when he talks?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Who is that? Who is that?
Colonel Sanders roasted Chris. I won't be there for the 500K party next week, but please get security in case any detractors try to pull scheme or sabotage the event. Enjoy and congrats from Canada. Come to Toronto soon.
Trust me.
We will come to Canada.
The Wolves are out for the party, bro. You mess around, the Wolves are going to be there, bro.
Oh, yeah.
We got Jose.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got Jose for that joint?
Nigga, you're going to die, nigga.
Oh, yeah. No.
Don't play.
Don't do that. when haters hate, I must donate. Love the FNF fam. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate that, bro. 0524, keep honing in on total clarity, and that's from Benjamin Ben Michelle. Save Myron's hair fund. Thank you so much. $10. I'm setting up a fund to help save Myron's hair. This man needs your help. He's taking way too many hits for us, man. We must save Myron's hair. Yeah, bro, we're going to attack on all angles. We're going to attack by the feminists, guys in the sphere, other YouTubers,
girls
on the panel.
Like Frank Castle.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, bro. Former employees. Everybody coming at us.
We're like a punching bag.
Yeah.
Shit.
The haters tried to assemble like Voltron. Still can't take down the boys. If one of them called in, would you debate them like men? Keep up the good work, fellas. We need you.
Sure.
Yeah,
why
whatever.
Not?
I mean,
no oxygen for them.
Chris, like, no oxygen. Desmond Montgomery. Sup, FNF? My girl and I are on your side. We love your show. TLA did a good stream, and I hope your lawyers don't mess y'all up. No, bro, don't trust me. They've They were successful in removing some of the videos. No one wants to talk about how they were successful. Y'all want to talk about the failures, but they were actually very successful in removing some of those videos because they were egregious, guys. Like, remember, if the video's taken down, YouTube saw it as, oh, okay, they have a case here. So, $5, Ali, 24B. Yo, they look like a bunch of hyenas trying to take the meal off a couple of lines. They all have business incentive to bring y'all down, we hear. Yeah, it is what it is, man. The rationale.
Rolo Tomasi.
Did the Fat Kid in Brazil send you a legal demand letter, too? The hate intensifies when they see you winning. Not yet, man. But shout out to Rolo Tomasi as well, bro. Glenn Lawrence. Yo, would love to call in and get my opinion about some of these matters. Not a hater, just the average man's perspective, sure. Hey, Fresh and Fit, just joined. But what's with all these videos saying YouTube is threatening y'all's channel? It's cap, guys. Don't worry about
it. We're fine.
Yeah, we're good, man. You know what I'm saying? We're good.
Shit. I should go buy another Lambo next month, too.
Fresh and Fit living rent-free in people's heads, and they don't even need to use slander or misinformation. Yeah. For the love of Freshes, that's a show I would definitely watch. Myron No Cap Gains would be our wingman. I got a few raw Brooklyn chicks that would take a crack at Fresh.
Bro, oh, yeah. So Akko's like, bro, you know what you should do? You should create a TV series called For the Love of Fresh. Have a bunch of girls line up for me, kind of like a Bachelor.
Oh, man.
That'd be funny.
You got some white pill dudes who are upset because they only have 10K followers with only 1K views. Almost half their content is going after you guys, Rolo, Tate Sharp, and others. The hate is real. Yeah, man, I'll never understand it, bro.
And guys, from here on out, 10 bucks and up because there's a lot of chats coming in.
Let's hit the phone lines, Chris.
That's fine.
Because I saw some numbers there, and then I will go back to Super Chats. So let's hit some of these phone lines first. And guys, thank you so much. Remember, the number to call in is 515-605-9740. 515-605-9740. So we're going to take the first caller right now.
Give me a second. Let me take let's see. Shout out to you guys, by the way. A lot
shout
of
shout out to y'all. Y'all like that sliding camera?
You got Nutrient Fitness. 2665.
All right, 2665. What's up, man? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast.
What's up, caller?
What's good? It's your boy, Goose Island. How y'all doing, man?
Oh, hey. Goose Island.
What's up, man? Yo, Goose, I see you
what's
in there
up?
Fighting, bro.
Goose be pulling punches.
Yeah, yeah,
bro,
yo, you,
man.
Yo, you be in the ops neighborhood shooting.
Listen, man. Listen, I normally don't be like going into people's comments on some YouTube drama because I'm going to keep it a band with y'all. It's really petty. But like this one, for some odd reason, like I just had to respond because y'all be sending them like Christmas presents or whatever. Y'all like Santa Claus giving them money or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's the holiday season. So I'm like, I mean, they just came in there, spread lies about y'all. I just had to, like, come after y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to do my thing. You know what I'm saying? I had to see it through.
I appreciate that, bro. I be seeing you in the comment section just going to war, bro. And I'm like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, man.
No, we be seeing y'all, man. So, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I like comment, but then other times people just be retarded. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just troll you now. Like, I mean, it's no different from Twitter. I be on Twitter doing the same stuff. So, like, this ain't even new to me. You know what I'm saying? So, but shout out to y'all, man. Y'all really doing y'all thing out here. I've been with y'all since, like, 100K, and y'all, like, grew to, like, 500K in, like, less than a year. So y'all really doing y'all thing. I'm surprised y'all didn't do this sooner, though. Like, I wanted y'all to, like, copyright strike these niggas, like, as soon. But I understand why y'all did it, though. Y'all had to, like, build a case or whatever, you know, make sure all the hate piles up. So, you know what I'm saying? Chess, not checkers. I feel y'all. You feel me? Respect.
And I'll say this, too, bro. We tried to reach out and, like, you know, squash things before, bro. That's another thing no one's going to tell you. We tried to, like, come with flowers and, like, hey, man, what's going on here? And they didn't want to do it, you know, because there's more money to be made from attacking us. So it is what it is, man.
Of
we
course.
Get it.
They're not going
to
tell you. Just like how they didn't mention the 5-hour live stream. I mean, Team Rocket from Canada, they briefly touched the 5-hour live stream you did, but it was like they basically couldn't even admit that they were wrong, and they decided to just do it some more. So I'm like, bro, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, man. It's okay, man. We're going to keep giving you guys the fire content. We're not even going to really address these guys anymore, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like it's at this point, it's like y'all rock with us. You know what I'm saying? Like at this point, it's we're unstoppable, bro. Like we lost a bunch of subs, we gained them all back. Plus, you know, the views are back up to higher than where they were. The subs are back up. It's like you can't deny value. You know what I'm saying? So it's like whatever. You know,
we're here every day, man.
We're here every day, man. We work really hard for you guys, and you guys are literally the coal to the furnace, man. And thank you so much, Goose, because I see you out there supporting us
for real,
really
bro. Always.
I see it.
Even in my vlog comments. Shout out to you, Goose.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What's up, man? All right, man.
Are you coming to the party, bro?
And I'm broke. I can't afford to be in Miami. What you mean? Nah, bro.
So broke,
hey, when y'all hit that 1 mil, when y'all hit that 1 million subs, I'm going to have enough money. I'm going to pop out in Miami. I know some people in Miami. Well, my brother knows people in Miami, so I'm going to pop out with y'all soon. Facts. Hey, I'm going to be somebody one day.
Yo,
I mean, I'm
say,
from
bro?
Chicago. I'm from Chicago.
No.
Come on, man. Stop playing. Nah. One girl that said Hyde Park was the east side, she not from Chicago, bro. She not from Chicago,
yeah,
bro. She's from the Philly.
That shit. The girl from
she
Chicago.
She from like Burbank, Illinois. She not from Chicago. She only know the 4 City Mall. Ain't no way you gonna say Hyde Park the east side. Anybody from Chicago know that Hyde Park is not the east side. She tweaking, fam. She from the suburbs, bro. She from the suburbs, bro. All
right. Yo,
but
for the million party
blessings,
show, for the million sub joint, bro, shoot me a DM. For the million sub joint, I got you.
All right, for sure.
I got you.
For sure. Okay. I'm following you on the gram, too. So I follow both of you on the gram.
Unplug for it right now. Goose, shoot me a quick DM. I'll cover your joint when you come for the 1 million. All right?
All right for sure.
I got
blessing.
You. Thank you. That nigga needs to get flued up, bro. Yeah, I'm flued in mouth. Pause. All right. Next caller?
0524.
Thank you, Goose. Yeah, 0524. Yep. Hey, welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast, man.
What's up, caller?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's
up, man?
Not bad.
How are you?
I'm okay. I was hoping we could focus a little bit on some of the interesting dynamics a couple callers brought up last week with Rolo.
Sure. Cool. Yeah, man. Let's keep it on the content. Go ahead. What do you want to discuss, Rolo? Try to make it fast, though, because we got a lot of people behind you, bro.
Yeah. Here's the direct question.
Sure.
Do you believe intrinsically that women should have agency?
That's a fantastic question, actually. That's a fantastic question.
Because
I see where you're going
that's
here.
That's what all of it comes down to, that innate question, you know, because you were kind of fumbling around it. And to get to the heart of the matter, should women have agency?
Did you call last week?
Yeah, I did. I really didn't say anything.
Gotcha. But he didn't ask this question.
No, he didn't.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is a good question, bro. Here's the thing. I'm just going to give both perspectives. If you give them agency, you're kind of in the clown world that we're in now. Right? Especially
right.
A significant
obviously,
amount of agency.
Yeah.
But but for the longest period of time, since the beginning of time, men have always had the agency and women didn't, because men were responsible for the women. So any fuck-ups that happened, et cetera, the men were responsible. They had the authority and they had the responsibility. So that's a good question, bro. I mean, you look at religious texts, women almost never had agency, bro.
Exactly.
It was the men that had all
exactly.
the agency.
So really, I mean, wherever you were going to take that on the pro and con side, the question is still innately and intrinsically, should or really do women have actual access? So we live in a paradigm in the world. The world exists on a paradigm of allowance versus ability, meaning there's a whole bunch of things that are innately allowed or not allowed in natural law, but we exist in free will, so we're able to contradict those things with our will. But the question is intrinsically, should women have agency, or are we messing up the system by having allowed agency? Meaning everything is what men allow. That's
yes.
really the core of it, is what men allow. Because
yep.
if tomorrow, governments and whatever notwithstanding, if tomorrow all men agreed women should not have agency, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't be able to do anything. But the reality is, you know, we could talk about what's, you know, possible and what's probable. It's never going to happen. Just like a lot of guys that say we need to repeal the 19th, it's never going to happen. So
that's kind of what I was getting at. Yeah, because
yeah,
it would happen. In theory, it could happen if men could work together.
Yeah, but they're never going to do it. You know what I'm saying? We live in a very super woke, politically correct world where, you know, the female way of thinking is the correct way of thinking. And that's just the way it is. And
sure.
and really the only thing, which is why I think, you know,
because
our
men allow that
important.
To prevail. If men work
yeah.
together, it would not be able
but,
to prevail.
But it ain't going to change. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, that's
yeah.
why, that's why podcasts like this are so important. Like, we can talk about what's possible, but we talk about all the time what's probable. Guys just got to acclimate to the new situation and find a woman that is willing to relinquish her agency to you. That's what the game is now.
Yeah.
So the women have the agency. You have to find a woman that's willing to relinquish that agency to you and get her in her natural feminine state. And some women aren't going to do it, and you got to just kick those girls to the curb.
Cause
that's what I was saying.
We can hope and 100%.
Pray that's definitely the default in the
but,
conditions we're in. Sure.
Yeah, but the powers that be are not going to allow us to make that change by ourselves.
Yeah.
So you got to adapt to it as a man, figure
and
it out.
And find the right girl.
And then find a girl for you. Because at this point, bro, we can't reverse what's happening now. It's too late. It's too far gone, bro.
I'll say this, because a lot of you guys ask me
agree,
about girls.
I hear you.
What I've come to realize is, again,
you know, if you meet a girl that was raised in the United States or whatever, she's going to have, you know, certain types of values and morals. But what I will say is I've noticed if you, you know, women that tend to come from first generation, their parents are immigrants. They came from a country that was far more traditional or a religion or some kind of background that is grounded in more traditional belief systems. They tend to be more feminine. They tend to be more submissive, et cetera. You know, now, does 100%. That mean you need to do that? No. But what I'm saying is that it increases your likelihood of finding a woman that's willing to relinquish her agency to you. So I always say this. On Fresh and Fit, we don't talk about, you know, what could be or whatever. We just deal with the situation at hand. We have – well, here's the problem. Women are extremely masculine, not submissive, don't want to adhere to their feminine duties while they expect you to adhere to all your masculine duties. That's if we're going to boil it down to what's going on, the issues with the dating marketplace, right? So as a guy, you got to adapt to the situation, find a girl – that is not, you know, adopting these toxic Western ideals that are not conducive to good relationships, and move on and find the best girl that you can. And, you know, it's tough, but it can be done. But
well,
I would
yeah,
say
I mean,
you got to find
I
a girl that
you guys 100%, and meanwhile, 100%. Yeah, that's the only strategy available. However, whether it comes to the powers that supposedly be or women, if men were, you know, as men develop and learn to work together, a lot more is possible than they feel like it's possible, and it's not just the realm of speculative theory.
I get what you're saying, man. No, but good question, bro. We'll hit the next person, but really good question, bro. Thank you so much for calling in.
Take care, guys.
No, awesome.
So many chats
great discourse.
Phone numbers in here.
Okay.
Shout out to you, caller.
All right, let's hit some of these.
Yeah, yes.
Let's hit two more calls, and then we'll do super chats.
Yep. But shouldn't it take priority if they super chat in?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but they super chatted their number in.
Yeah, they did. That's fine.
Yeah.
5458.
Yeah. Because they want to talk to us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, brother.
Yo.
Yo, Chris. What's up, man?
Myron. This is Roderick, man.
Hey, what's up, Roderick?
Hey, what up, bro? Shout out to Texas. Shout out to Dallas.
Rod, Eric.
Appreciate y'all, man. So, hey, I'm all booked in, bro. I'll be down there Friday night. So, I'm ready for the party, man.
You know what I'm going to do, bro? Wait, you going to be here right Friday? Yeah, we going for some food, bro, in the Lambo, talk some shit.
Okay.
Hit the spot.
Hey, just like old times. And I want, and listen, bro, like when I came down, I'm going to tell everybody, man, Fresh, dude, when I first came down to Miami, right, and I don't know if you remember, Fresh, like when I came down, bro, you know, I had just got off the plane to the 100K party. And I had drove straight from the lift straight to the location, right? And remember when I told you, I was like, man, look, I have my luggage here, bro. Like, I don't have nowhere to put it. And do you remember what you did for me, bro?
No.
Well, listen, if you remember, bro, we was in the Range Rover, right? So you allowed me to put my luggage in your in the Range, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that right there, little stuff like that, bro, that just showed me how real, you know, that you was, you know, from the podcast. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you got all these clowns out here talking about you guys, bro. It's like, nah, bro. Like, when y'all meet these cats in person, bro, they the real deal. And then when I met Myron, you know, his tall ass, he was just, all you can see is that smile, you know, in the club, bro.
No, you're right, bro, because they don't know us as individuals. They just know us from, like, content. So they think we're a certain way, but they never met us in person.
And not
they
only
don't
that,
know.
Content from the after-hour show, not the regular.
Yeah, they don't know us,
like,
bro.
The regular
exactly,
show.
Exactly,
like,
exactly. They don't know the regular show.
Yeah, so.
It's fine, bro.
Definitely,
it's
bro. So I'll be down there Friday. I actually got another supporter that I networked down here. He's coming with me. He's a little younger. He's 25. Shout out
Perfect.
To Asif. If you can hear me, so he'll kind of be with me. You know, I'm kind of a little older, so I kind of show him the reins, you know, see how he think. And, man, I'm looking forward to the 500K. Shout out to DL Saint. I'm one of the Mots, brother.
He's in here.
So, shout out to you, bro. And I don't want to take up too much of y'all time, but, man, shout out to y'all. I have on my merch. I'm going to bring my hoodie and one of my shirts. And I'm going to definitely rep and enjoy the party, bro, because,
love,
you know
man,
what I'm saying,
I've
been busting my ass, bro. I bust my ass since the 100K party, bro, and I promise that I'll be down there for you guys. So I'm coming. I'll be there. My flight will be there. I'll be there Friday night, bro, and let's get lit, man. You know what I'm saying?
You already know, bro. VIP treatment all the way, brother.
Yeah, man. It's going to be great, bro. Thank you so much, man, for
Thanks,
calling
bro.
In. Who's up next?
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, brother.
Thank you, brother.
You want a second?
Hey, guys, do me a quick favor, bro. We're getting a lot of hate. So like the video.
Like the video, man.
Or dislike the video if you want. Still engagement. But subscribe to the channel.
Yeah,
okay.
So 3433.
Hit that big red button on the right-hand side. All right, go ahead.
Yo, what's going on, Fresh and Fit?
Yo, what's up, man? Welcome to the podcast.
Man, bro, I just wanted to stop in, bro, just to donate a little something to y'all and let y'all know, bro, that I really appreciate y'all. Bro, I'm from Mississippi, bro, and shit, we fucking with y'all down here, even though we kind of a small town.
Shout out to Mississippi, man.
Support for anywhere is awesome, bro.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to you. Are you coming to the party?
Man, I'm not going to be able to come, bro. Like, I just recently just started really working my ass out, trying to level up.
Okay,
so shit,
good.
Like,
that's fine.
I got two jobs, bro. I'm trying to do the YouTube shit, trying to get that shit squared away. But, yeah, I just want to let y'all know, bro, keep y'all head up. Keep doing what y'all doing. I just put maybe, like, 10 people on y'all shit this week. So, bro, like,
thanks, bro.
Just go, hey, that's how it is.
Thank you, bro.
It's part of the game, brother.
It's a part of the game, man.
We appreciate you, though, bro.
You know, it's a part of the game. And me and Fresh are kind of learning this because y'all got to remember – I used to work, I was a federal agent, right? I wasn't used to people talking shit about me on the internet. You know, I used to be incognito and Fresh used to work in the tech world. So we're not used to this. So we're like, bro, why is everybody saying we're giving all this value? What the hell?
And our characters, part of this, our tech is like, bro, like, how people talk is like, yo, bro, like, you don't know us, bro. Like, chill. Damn.
And I just want to say, one more thing. My bad for cutting y'all out. I just want to say
go ahead,
last
bro.
Thing. Like maybe about a month ago, I think I sent my IG to you all and y'all rated it or whatever on the late night show, one of the late night shows.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, like, it was good constructive criticism that y'all gave me, and I appreciate the love, bro, because, but like, really, y'all really motivated me. But I just want to let y'all know that. And then also, but maybe like later on that week, bro, I get, like, a weird-ass DM from a dude, a troll, talking some shit like, Fresh and Fit don't know what the fuck they talking about, da-la-this, da-la-that. And bro, I just had to let that nigga know, like, bro, you don't know what the fuck you talking about because these motherfuckers, I see these motherfuckers, they some, no offense, but they were some nerds, bro, and they turned that shit 360 degrees around, bro, so... Shit, fuck it. Like, if they can do it, I know the fuck I can do it. All that I got to do is just follow what they say.
Absolutely,
bro.
We're fucking nerds. I'm going to show you guys some of my childhood pictures, man, so y'all know, like, where I came from.
I have to do way more just to get the same benefit as somebody that wasn't a nerd, bro. Like, I have to do extra just to make it work.
Hell, the whole reason, like, a lot of you guys say, Myron, you're so analytical. You can, like, break down social situations. You guys want to know why? Because I studied this shit. Because I didn't have it naturally. I'm not a natural, you know, at all. At all. You know, the whole reason I can explain it the way I do is because I was in your guys' shoes. You know, I was watching Dragon Ball Z. I was drinking 2 liters of Sprite a day, playing video games for 8 to 10 hours a night, eating Hot Pockets, being a fucking loser degenerate. Like, I was doing that. I used to do that when I was a kid. So I know exactly where you guys are coming from when you guys say, hey, man, I'm struggling with women, because I was there. I overcame all those same boundaries. So that's why me and Fresh are able to articulate ourselves about it. So – we're not naturals at all. And it's just crazy to me how people run around and say, oh, y'all run around and you claim to be alpha, blah, blah. Never
did.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, thank you for calling in, bro. Shout out to Mississippi. Shout out to you. And thank you for the support, man.
Appreciate it, bro. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing.
Peace. Yo, and we got a Zoom call this Sunday, bro. If you got $5, jump on the Patreon. It's going to be this Sunday at 8 p.m. We're going to break down, because I know you said you just started a YouTube channel. We're going to give you all sauce on all different types of topics. It's an open Q&A on all that. So, and the Zoom calls is usually for the 200 tier and above. We're going to open it up to all patrons this Sunday as a special thank you to everyone that helped us reach 1,000.
Yep.
So, you know what I'm saying? Jump in there if you want, man. We're going to give a lot of value. Just remind us that you were the guy from Mississippi that called in. I'm going to give you a little extra
Mississippi.
Sauce. Pause. All right? Cool. Who's next, Chris?
Oh, 1 second. Look it up real quick because the cards are coming in right now. So
yeah. No, that's
okay.
Cool.
If anything, 0534.
0534. Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast. And yo, guys, there's 4,500 of you guys in here. Plus, can you guys please like the video, man, and subscribe to the channel. Hit that red button.
We'll do like a couple more.
Yo, what's the deal?
Yeah, what up, bro?
What's up, bro?
Got Hood Ninja Fresh on the line, man. Chris didn't announce it. He's scared. He's scared to announce it. I think he knew I was going to be on his ass.
What time it is, my friend?
Nigga, I didn't know what was going
on. I'm on you. Nah, I ain't even going to go on Chris too much, though. But I just want to talk about this whole situation, man. This shit is stupid. This is ridiculous, man. People don't even they don't take the time out to watch the videos to really study what y'all talk about and y'all character. I don't like this people making assumptions of, you know, who you guys are just by just face value.
Yeah.
And it's even more funny because they be trying to roast. I mean, they really be trying to roast you niggas. They be going, they especially be roasting Fresh. But half the niggas look like Chris, so I don't know why they talking. Like, all the niggas ugly as hell.
No.
Every last nigga I didn't see look like Chris.
What the fuck, bro? Chris.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened? Sorry, I was talking to Mo. What's up?
Yeah, nah, you good, Chris. Don't worry about it.
Nah, you good, bro. Don't worry about it, bro.
Yeah, you good, Chris.
Hey, ass, nigga. You
nigga,
heard that.
I'm going to watch this shit back, and I'm getting your ass to watch. Hey, I'm going to
try,
hey,
nigga.
I can try it? All right, bet. Nigga, next week, all right, got you.
Chris, look at the chat. Roast you, nigga.
Oh, man.
Yeah, nah, bro. Damn, that big ass head. Yeah, big as shit. Hey, Chris, take that head off, nigga.
Yo, Hood Ninja Fresh, bro. Thanks for calling in, bro. You always be having me dead, bro. All right, who's up next?
Yo, you come to the party, right?
See, the way my bank account set up. The way my bank account set up.
He coming to the 1 million joint.
All right, cool.
Answer your DM, nigga. Yeah. Oh, Fresh. Yo, Fresh DM
you.
Answer your DM, nigga.
Yeah, Fresh.
Look for the blue check. He's going to food
you
out.
I got you.
And finally, get laid, man. I hope you out, man.
Fuck you, nigga. Big ass. I'll be
stop
from you.
Hot sauce,
so stuttering ass. Hey, you gonna be trying to talk to the bitch, be my wingman. You gonna be like,
hey,
you didn't speak fucking English,
right?
Dog. Bitch is gonna walk away.
Nigga, hey, nigga, you ain't flashing though.
Hey, Myron, I found this old video. I was looking for a video, bro, and I came across a video of this dude. Y'all went to the club. This nigga, Chris, had a shirt on with a teddy bear on it, bro. This nigga looks like a full-blown clown.
Yes!
I missed that episode, bro. I was like, damn, I didn't see this? Bro, this nigga look like a pimped-out cockroach, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Yo,
bro.
Oh, man.
Is it on my vlog channel?
Yeah, it's on your vlog channel.
Bro, the Amazon fit.
Yo, nigga showed up in a track pants. A teddy bear T-shirt. No, it was
black jeans.
Yeah, black jeans.
And then the ugly-ass Puma sneakers, like bright-ass red Puma sneakers.
With lion stripes?
Yeah. A lion chain.
And his hat was tilted to the side.
Hey, you know
what's
funny? I ain't going to lie. That shit was funny as fuck, though.
Bro.
But, hey, listen, nigga. I could be naked, looking like some nigga from GTA with a tank top and so smash, and you sitting there.
Hey, not in Miami. Not in Miami, you can go to Detroit, Michigan, where the hood bitches at. You can probably fuck some bitches over on the east.
I'm dying, bro. I ain't gonna lie, that outfit was terrible, though, Chris.
You're
gonna be dying,
garbage.
Right now, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, Hood Ninja Fresh really be going in. Yo, thanks for calling in, bro.
Thanks, bro. Yeah,
thank
thanks,
you for
sure.
Lighting the mood, bro. That's why we love y'all, man. Y'all are funny as fuck, bro. All
right, super chats, and then wrap this up for the. Yeah, we got a lot of people calling. $20 enough, Fresh. Let's do that.
Okay. City Boys, we out here. You guys are the talk of the town. I appreciate your content, and you guys don't fold and stand on what you believe. Yeah, man.
Yep.
We got $100. Shout out to DL Saint and the whole Fresh Sigma crew.
$100
to drive down from Clearwater next weekend to see you, dude, at the 500K party. Love this community. Haters, stay over there.
Bro, do it, man.
As you guys know, I don't be outside, but I will be outside this time.
Yep.
MGS Junkie, congrats to 500K and hitting the haters where it hurts their pockets. No more crumbs to feed off of. I was there for the fall, and I'll be there for it all. I got mad respect for y'all for helping me and many others to wake up. I'm calling it 1 million subs this time next year.
I got you, bro. Thank you, man, for the support.
Okay, then we got here $20, Wayne. I know Myron is spending cash on the studio. Sure, not spending it on clothes. That's a fact.
Shit, bro.
You know what, man? I ain't even going to lie. I got some fucking swim trunks on and a hoodie. This is poverty, but hey, it's funny. The money goes into the studio, man. Okay, $50. D-Train Fitness. Mods are going to look like Jordan after the flu game by the end of the stream. then we got...
Wait, come now?
What's up?
Oh, never mind.
Okay. Donated from Iron's Hair Fund, Colonel Sanders. Thank you, bro. And then we got 3443 Life of Jake's Move. All right, we'll get you on. Back Boys, MCRD, San Diego, Echo Company 2101. Credit you guys for helping me see what I needed to do to become a Marine. Thanks for keeping it real.
Wow.
Absolutely, bro. And thank you for your service. I remember you, man.
Thanks, brother.
And then let's see here. Guys, look on Reddit, Fresh and Fit, for who called Myron a grapist. Oh, shout out to King Life, always pulling out the receipts.
They don't play.
And King Life, stop yelling at me in the chat, nigga. I think you said some reckless ass shit, man. Chris, read my chat.
Jose Rodriguez.
FNF is going to keep growing. After the 7 days, they will look stupid. Number one podcast in the world. All the haters act like females. SMH, let's go. Myron, Fresh, and Chris are real ones. Yeah, guys, that's, I don't know where that's coming from, but yeah, dude, that has been... That's been done. Like, there is no seven-day anything, guys. Like, our attorneys handled that a very long time ago. RSG426, calling. Okay, so let's get him on real quick.
Yep. Let's see. Give me a second.
And we'll take, like, two or three more calls, guys. We got some lovely ladies in the house.
Yeah, we have two calls anyway, so that paid YouTube chats.
Yep. Okay.
So let me just on my three.
And sorry, guys. We got a show that we're going to do here with y'all.
We're going to wrap to a video that a supporter sent in, which is pretty crazy, man.
Hell, we might even open the phone lines. We got the ladies on. Who knows? We'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe we'll do that.
One second.
People are asking how much is the party.
I don't think he's in.
Oh, no. Okay. So, guys, just to clarify, the party is free. You could literally come in.
Party's free.
At any time.
And I'm going to come in. If you come for us, I'm going to make sure I meet every single one of y'all. I'm going to shake your hand, say what's up.
But
you don't got to pay for that.
The VIP where we're going to be at, for the most part, that part is not free.
Yeah.
So if you come in there, that's going to be a price. And it's $300 a person, but we have limited spots because it's only like three or two sections. So it's not that big. So it's going to be packed up.
And the main reason too, guys, is we're going to have guests.
And girls there.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of other people don't move like we do, like, you know, love meeting people and everything else like that. People are different. So, like, you know, for their privacy and everything else like that, we have to do that. But trust me, I will be out in the area.
And special surprise, Andrew Tate is going to be there. Corbin Tate is going to be in the house at the party.
Hey.
So Andrew Tate is going to be there as well.
And we got some other people pulling up too.
Yep.
Brandon Carter is going to pull up and a couple other YouTubers that you may or may not
one
know.
One special guest, but I won't mention who it is.
Oh, bang, bang, bang.
All right, we have 9308.
All right, 9308. Let's do it, bro. And yo, guys, seriously, man, thank
hey
you for
guys.
All the love that you guys are throwing.
Hey, for real. What's up, caller?
Hey, guys, what's up? Quickly, what's your thoughts on the Capital One Venture X card? I've been seeing a lot of videos about it, that it's the hot new card. Been thinking about upgrading to a new card. Seeing if you had
what's
any
the credit
chance
card?
To
Capital
check it
what?
Out.
It's new.
Capital One Venture X.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's,
well,
it's literally brand new.
Okay, so I have. So here's the thing on that. I have the Capital One Venture, and for the longest time, that's always been a top tier travel credit card.
Yeah.
If you guys watch our credit card episode where we broke down travel credit cards, what we did was we always do it like travel credit cards that are free, travel credit cards that have medium level annual fee, and then ones that have high ones. And the Venture is right in the middle, but I would say it's probably the best card that has a medium annual fee that still gives you amazing benefits, you know, because a lot of people don't want to spend $500 a month on the Amex Platinum or the Chase cards, etc. So the Venture X, I'd have to do some reading on it and get back
to you. The biggest thing between that one is mainly because it gets 2x mileage per purchase.
No, the regular Venture gives you 2x.
Oh, it's 2?
Yeah, unless they nerfed it. But the regular Venture gives you 2x, so that one has to have some other kind of perks.
Oh, wow.
To it. Yeah, the Venture, guys, if you guys want a good travel credit card that's not going to hurt your pockets, I'll tell y'all right now, Capital One, the Venture card, is probably the best travel credit card that's not going to, like, fuck you up like the Amex Platinum on annual fees.
Mm.
And the first year is waived. And then after that, I think it's either $80 or $90. I've had the card since 2014, so they might have changed some of the things. But when I got it originally, it was the best travel card on the market. They nerfed it a little bit, but it's still a fantastic card given its annual fee.
Sounds like we need a new credit card episode.
We might need to do another one, updated one for you. And remember, guys, we always, when we do our credit card episodes, that's based on that year at that time. Credit card rates and, you know, offers, et cetera, they always change over time.
Constantly.
So we will consistently make updates to credit card episodes for you guys, man. But, yo, go ahead and grab it, bro. The Venture one is good.
All right, copy that. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. Good question. Damn. I love these financial questions. All right.
One second.
One more, right?
Yeah. Then we got super chats. A64?
A64, what's up?
What's the caller?
A64? Going once.
Caller?
Going twice.
Can you hear us?
And so two. Am I here? $50.
Can you hear me?
All right. Perks. Oh, okay. Wait. Is there?
Yo, can you hear me?
Come out. Yeah, we got
hello?
You, bro.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, man? Welcome
yo,
to the show.
Yo, oh, my God. Awesome. Yo, so I love you guys. I just wanted to know,
Yo, Fresh, so I understand that you remember when you said to Ava and Fred, to Ava and whatever, Preach, that, you know, you guys want to fight or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ended up watching their video, and they said that something about how Fresh said that, you know, he wanted them to pay him money to fight and have an event and everything. And is that true?
Hey, bro, listen.
Hold on.
We're not going to talk about the drama, man.
Hold on.
What?
Oh. I'll say this, right? You see how Jake Paul, Logan Paul do their events?
Yeah.
Why can't we do the same thing? All I'm saying, bro, is that, like, they want it on their terms. I want it on my terms. And they never showed up. That's all I'm saying.
And, yep. That's it. All right, call.
Yeah, man. We're not even going to.
Okay.
I respect your question. But at this point, bro, we're just focused on making content, man. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
All right, Colin, thank you.
I mean, hey, I respect you guys for, you know, doing your thing.
And thank you for calling in.
Nah,
calling in, bro.
Love,
like,
love,
I mean, hey, man, you know, first gave you an answer. So, thanks for calling in.
There you go, man.
Thanks, man.
Yo, by the way, I...
All right, nigga, you off.
Chris, man.
Wait.
No, man. No,
okay.
No.
Next one.
Let's see. One second. Let me get...
just the thing is that...
Look at Chris, bro.
One second.
Come on, man.
We got last one. The one who did it, $50. 95.
Corey Burks.
Corey Burks.
Corey Burks.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Corey?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm glad to get you guys. I hear a little feedback in the background.
It's not coming from us, man. It might be your phone.
Is your YouTube?
All right. Well, I'm gonna just speak and say my piece, and I'll be out, man. Hey,
sure. And we'll answer for you. That's cool.
This is Corey Burks. I'm a frequent donator. I listen every day.
Thank you.
I want to thank Myron for his service, man, to our country. Chris, he represents the hardworking person behind the scenes. Fresh, hey, don't change anything for anybody, bro. Put authenticity. I'm a 41-year-old warrant officer. I'm a 41-year-old chief warrant officer for in the Army, man. So I'm coming to you, that upper demographic of people that you reach. And I'll tell you, as an Army officer, I know a lot of other Army officers that watch your content and preach and live by what y'all preach. So keep doing what you're doing. I think everybody and lastly, this is what I'm going to say. I think everybody, because we all demographics from finance, fitness, and dating, and the haters really don't realize how much y'all do to help. A lot of what we see on the show is putting young men on notice because they get to see firsthand the behavior of women day in and day out. And the last thing I'd like to say, I donated a super chat the other day, and I asked you guys because Fresh was feeling pretty bad, but I was asking you guys to do a show with Tommy Sotomayor the next time y'all have an all black female panel on it, if y'all are cool like that. But other than that, man, keep doing what y'all doing. I appreciate what y'all do, and I'll keep watching. Thanks.
Okay. I'll answer that right now. I've never spoken to Tommy Sotomayor,
me either,
to be honest.
I mean, I don't mind.
You know what I'm saying? We'll make it happen. We'll hit him up. You know what I'm saying? Like, guys, even if we don't, like, agree with the content creator all the way, we still reach out to them and say, hey, you want to come on the show if the people want it. So we'll reach out to him, bro, and make it happen. I know a lot of you guys are fans of his work. You know, he's one of the original people that, you know, that was triggering people all over the place. So, you know,
like,
shout out to him.
Tommy would set it off, which would be dope.
Yeah. DSG in the chat. Hey, RRBB.
Shout out to Daquan Wilshire.
Yeah, shout out to Daquan Wilshire, man.
Super chats, and then we got girls here for the show.
Okay, fellas, I'm planning on hitting that 500 can celebrating with y'all. How would I be able to get my name on the list? I really don't do IG.
Guys, don't worry. Monday's show, I'm going to have a link. Only going to be like 20, 25 spots for the VIP.
Okay.
That's going to be a list. So we'll do it on Monday.
Okay.
But for now, just show up, come through, show love. But the VIP is going to have a limited amount of spots.
Yeah, guys, check my story for information, because I can't answer 20 DMs asking the same question. So.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for all your help with the truth. Can you give advice on accepting the fact a woman will never truly love us? This is something that still bothers me. I'm really serious about never getting married. I'm 26. We're 900K. Let's go, Brandon. All right, man. If I'm going to put this nice and succinctly for you, understand, guys, that women operate on something called Bruffold's Law. You are, as long as you are of value to them, and more importantly, their children, then they will continue to fuck with you. Women are very good at extracting resources from men. That's what they're designed to do. You can't get mad at them for it. Just like you're designed to extract their beauty from them and find the best mate, they're designed to extract resource security from you as a man and find the best mate. So I think one of the biggest mistakes guys make in today's day and age is think that women love idealistically. Shout out to Rolo Tomasi. They do not. They love opportunistically. You know what I'm saying? That's why they want a man that's taller than them, makes more money than them, more confident than them, ambitious, you know, has these leadership traits. Because women never seek their equal, despite what popular culture is going to tell you. They seek a superior. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a biological imperative. You know what I'm saying? It's literally hardwired into them. So, you know, you got to accept reality, not be mad about reality, and adapt. And that's what our podcast does. It's like, we're not going to sit here and cry about the sexual marketplace. We're going to make solutions on the marketplace. And if you're a shorter guy or you don't have your money or whatever, hey, you got to self-improve. There is no way around it, which is why we have a Money Monday. That's why we have a Womanizer Wednesday. That's why I have a Fitness Friday for you guys. Because in today's day and age, to be an attractive male, you have to be well-rounded and be able to be diversified, right, in your life experiences, et cetera, so that you can come from almost a so that you can come from a higher value standpoint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is why women like older men, you know, because older men tend to have more life experience, more confidence, more sure of themselves,
more mature,
more security, you know. Women look for these traits in men. So just understand that. That's the game. It is what it is. The Disney fairy tales lie to you, and she ain't going to love you for you, bro. She's going to love you for what you provide, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with it. So bang. The great eye. What makes these other people mad that the nerds or corny dudes are winning? There's growth in life, but the once awkward can eventually become cool. Facts. I mean, y'all here fresh, man. You can barely speak English. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
My man is stuttering all over the place. Chris sounds like his tongue is burned. Like, guys, you know what I'm saying? Me, I'm losing hair. We all got our, you know, our faults. Love you guys. I lost 60 pounds in 4 months. Hey,
oh,
good
wow.
Shit, bro.
That's awesome, bro.
And, yo, just so y'all know, Mo is on a fat loss journey. We're going to get Mo in shape, all right? Y'all are going to watch his transformation, okay?
Come on, Mo.
Yeah, we're going to get Mo in shape. So you guys are going to see that as well. Love you guys. I lost 60 pounds in four months. Thanks for entertainment, value, comedy, honesty, and game. It's not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about dancing in the rain. Super chat two streams ago. But Demon Blicky. Yeah, Demon Blicky fucked it up for everybody. Yes, shout out to Greg Plick, guys. Rest in peace. I took that quote from him.
And sorry, I missed one. He was waiting for an hour, and he super chatted earlier. So
wow.
One last one. 8895.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, bro?
Welcome.
So I'm probably going to be the only critical caller. I'm not a hater. I don't want to be branded as one. Like, I really fuck with you guys. You guys made some of the dopest content past 2 weeks, especially, you know, but the only thing that I just want to be critical on is just like how I feel is like you guys are kind of censoring a lot of things and like censoring cat, censoring Reddit, censoring this. And it's like, I just want to kind of tell you from like an advice type of standpoint, like when people feel like they can't speak, they kind of move to different avenues, right? So like, when the Reddit was, the Fresh and Fit Reddit was so, like, jam-packed and censored, deleted, they made a new Reddit, and that kind of,
can I address
you know,
that for you real
bubbled.
Quick?
You know, go ahead.
We have no control of the Reddit.
Yeah, we don't.
Me and Fresh do not. I just want to make that extremely clear, guys. I did not even know a Reddit existed on us until all the drama unfolded back in August.
Yeah. I just joined.
Yeah.
Like,
Fresh
recently.
Just joined and made an account. Guys, we have zero
I don't know how it
oversight
works.
Or control of the Reddit. I don't even have an account, guys.
I like it, though. It's funny.
It's hilarious.
I'm like, oh, God. Even
but
though,
I'm
you
telling
know,
you guys, right now, those Reddits, we do have zero control of them.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, so Discord.
So if you look on there, they'd be roasting us in there, too. Like,
yeah.
We don't have control of it, bro.
They'd be roasting
me. They'd be roasting us.
I'd be dying laughing. God damn.
So, bro, I kid you not, we don't have control of it.
Yeah, no, the Reddits are cool. Like, there's two. One's kind of like the just the FNF, and one of them is kind of the FNF neutral. Like, you see both sides. Like, you see critical, constructive criticism, you see, like, people really praising you in there. So it's not like a, you know. Anyways, so the main point I called in and wanted to speak to you guys is just because, like, I want to have this huge, like, hater mob on you guys. You know what I mean? I want to see you guys do well. I want to see you guys succeed. I want to see a million subscribers. And I feel like you guys going down this road of, like, copyright striking people. And like, if you think about it, there's two perspectives, right? There's the upside and the downside going down this path, right? The upside is you guys will, you know, take away some of the smaller channels that are eating off your guys' name, right? Like, they're probably making a few $100 off your name, whatever. But you guys are like,
thousands.
You guys are so huge.
Thousands, bro.
You guys are so huge. Yeah, yeah. Okay, they're making thousands, but the upside is you guys are making like high six figures, seven figures. They're so irrelevant. I don't even see the point of even going after these guys. But the downside is, and I don't want this to happen, the downside is, like we saw it on the live stream, all these large creators literally sitting there for hours talking, like, how do we take these guys down? And I don't see, like, a whole point of going down this path. Honestly, I feel like you guys should just focus on the content. Don't even worry about the copyright strike. Let people talk. Honestly, like, let people talk. Let people say whatever they want. And if they're really defaming you, I would say take a defamation, like, lawsuit on them. I wouldn't go the copyright strike. And the only reason I'm saying this is because I've been on YouTube for a minute, and I've seen how people treat content creators that do copyright strikes. I've seen, like, how they really treat them. People like to rally behind the person who is being the victim. You have to kind of think about it, right? They people look at you guys like the bullies, and outside the manosphere, so like people who are just like general YouTube watchers, they'll look at you as the bullies, and they'll look at the people who are getting striked as the victims. And so I don't want you guys being like in this whole net of, yeah, let's get these guys because they're the ones who are the bullies. They're the ones who are striking everybody. You get what I'm kind of trying to say?
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
I completely understand where you're going, yeah. And that is a very valid critique. So just to answer the Reddit thing, we don't control it, so that has nothing to do with us, right? We don't control it at all. As a matter of fact, they rose fresh on there quite a bit.
They just made me a mod too. Finally.
Yeah, so we don't control the Reddit whatsoever. As far as the other things, valid critiques, you know what I'm saying? Like people will say, aren't you guys against cancel culture and everything else? Here's the thing, man. It's one thing to criticize us and, attack our ideas or whatever.
Yeah.
But, bro, there's a line in the sand, my man. These guys are out here calling us horrible things. They're alleging that we're criminals, scammers. It's got to a point now because, remember, bro, this has been going on for 4 months now. We've stayed silent. We haven't said anything.
Yeah.
We've tried to work with people behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? We released a five-hour video that debunks all of this stuff, and the videos still keep coming, and we don't talk about these people negatively whatsoever. So it's like, at some point, man, like, are we going to sit there and let them keep trampling on us? Are we going to defend ourselves to some degree? These guys are going at our name. They're going at our livelihood, bro.
And then no one said there wasn't any defamation things coming. We didn't say that.
So
the past 2 weeks, you guys have been killing it, bro. Like, nobody was thinking about these haters, like these critiquers, bro. Nobody was thinking about them. It wasn't until all of them was like, hey, I'm getting strict. Hey, I'm getting strict. Hey, I'm getting strict. It's like detracting from your guys' message. Like, I feel like when you guys are the number one RP channel. You guys are the number one source of entertainment and like finance and everything, which is amazing. But I feel like you guys get hurt when you try to, when people spin narratives, and you have so many large enemies, I don't want to see you guys get piled on and piled on and piled on. It can just be stressful for not only you guys, but also your viewers, because they're having to constantly defend you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to...
Here's the point, man. Here's the point, though. Hear me out.
Yeah, yeah.
Other people do this. No one bats an eye. But if we do it, it's a problem. And mind you, they've been piling on us for months now. You know what I'm saying? Making videos that are not even critiques anymore, bro. They're legit just lying on us, saying horrible things. Bro, some of these guys have gone around saying that I'm a rapist and shit. Let me know if you would allow that to happen to you, where they can tarnish your name and reputation and your integrity with slander to that level.
And the caller, one thing, you can't hide the truth, fam. We have a supporter in studio. We've been there for about a year. If we were sitting here doing the shit that they said we're doing, we would have a strong community, number one in the world. And dating. So, caller, nice point.
Chris, stop.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, so that's where we're coming from, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, I 100% see your thing, because you never want to come off as, like, cancel culture-ish or whatever. But, dude, remember, we're only going after people that said the most egregious things about us that are blatantly false. You know what I'm saying? And when you have – and this is a business, bro. You got to protect yourself. All the big corporations, 100%. Et cetera, they have lawyers on retainer. And this is the thing. I get it. You know, some people might look at it like, oh, y'all are the bullies, whatever. We're not the bullies. We don't talk about these people. They've continued to make videos on us. Bro, there are over 100 videos on YouTube attacking us.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to say enough is enough, man.
I mean,
at some point, you got to say enough is enough.
I just find it funny because it's free promotion. But, I mean, if you're going to lie about it, though, that's not a thing.
You know, I look at it. It's crazy how they bully us for several months. We don't say anything. We try to make things happen behind the scenes. They keep going. And then we finally say, all right, man, this is enough is enough. We defend ourselves, and then they try to come and make us look like the bad guys after they attacked us.
It's a pity party.
Right. And honestly, the people who've been saying the crazy stuff, the rapist stuff, the this stuff, they honestly should see some type of recourse, some type of action against them. You know what I mean? Because YouTube doesn't allow when you can just
harass people. Honestly, like, bro, you can go avenues where people's literally harassing you, bro. You can take action, but I don't think I think the only thing we're disagreeing with is the whole copyright strike method, bro. But there are places where you can, say, this person's harassing me. They don't know, like, YouTube doesn't know.
I see what you're saying, bro. I see what you're saying.
People like Ransom are not, you know, huge anymore because they used to bully kids. Like, you can't harass people anymore. Bro, they shouldn't be harassing you. They should stop your backs. And I want to feel like this is...
Here's the thing you got to understand, bro. Hear me out. Here's the thing you got to understand. This is a gunfight. You're telling us to use butter knives in a gunfight. Oh, no, just do this, bro. Like, bro, they came at our necks. They're coming at our necks. They're trying to destroy us. It's clearly a calculated move where they're banding together to try to destroy us. We have to use every tool in our repertoire to defend ourselves, man.
This is just one tool, bro.
You know what I'm saying? It's very easy for people to look on the outside and like kind of look at it and be like, oh, y'all are copyright striking. This is fucked up. It's like, but y'all are now seeing all the shit that they're doing behind the scenes to us. You know what I'm saying? All is fair and love and war. You can't attack people and then expect them to just sit there and let you continue to do it and try to destroy their business. If you make a video like trying to criticize Vlad TV or, you know, the Joe Budden Network, whatever, they're going to come after you, bro. They have lawyers on retainer. So why is it, if we try to protect ourselves, it's considered an issue?
I think
especially
because
we don't antagonize anything.
Yeah, I see your point. But they can say in a way where they have networks and networks and networks of people to where they can like spin the story, and to the person who's outside of the manosphere, they're gonna go like, oh shit, this person belongs, they're all going after this one channel and this one channel. Like I feel like maybe you guys can see like, hey, they can spin this a certain way, and I want you guys.
They've been doing that, bro. It doesn't matter. They've been doing that. They've been doing that for several months now, and at this point, you know. If our viewers can, you know, exercise some, you know, critical thinking and understand that what's cap and what isn't and be able to see beyond the BS, hey, awesome. If they don't, then it's fine. It is what it is.
Listen,
they never liked us anyway.
You can't change a hater's mind,
You can't change their mind, bro.
This is for the support. This is for, like, the whole community. So us trying to play this, like, the nice way, bro, it's over, bro.
And the only reason we're even having this discussion with you is because you support us. So we're gonna talk to you because
100%, bro.
Our supporters, we will explain to y'all, but we're not going to explain to them.
Trust me when I say defamation is on the table, so we got that covered too, bro. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
but
defamation, literally, they've been harassing you, and just, like, look to other branches, bro, because I want you guys to defend yourself, but at the same time, I want to see, like, the peace keep. I know it's not from you guys. You're not the aggressors, 100%. But
they can't coexist, my friend. What you want cannot coexist. It's either we defend ourselves or we don't.
Yeah.
That's the unfortunate reality.
100%. I understand.
And we tried, bro. We went months without saying anything. We went months.
Yeah, you did.
All right, cool.
All right, you guys, listen, you guys are amazing. You guys are already at number one. People will come for your next regardless just because you're at the spot you're in. You've literally birthed channels. But the way I look at it is you guys are 100x more successful than they are. So.
No, and here's the thing, bro. Thank you for calling in and giving your criticisms. They were valid, very valid, and you deserve those answers. And thank you for supporting us, bro, and looking beyond the BS and realizing that, hey, man, we're providing value to the people, and it is what it is. And, you know, we've been trying to be peaceful about it for a minute, bro, but you have some valid critiques, and I'm really happy that we're able to have this discussion.
Much love, man.
100%, bro. All right, much love to you guys, man. Take care.
Thank you for your support.
All right, chat. Super chats, and then ladies.
Okay. Sinister Steed. Love you guys. Oh, no, read that one.
Jonathan.
Jonathan Hogu. I'm going to have to catch y'all at the 1 million sub party. I'm still rebuilding, but just know that my custom laptop is on the way so that I can actually use my phone to call in on the next call-in show, FNF for Life. Thank you so much, Jonathan. You're a real one.
Send me a DM, Jonathan, on Instagram.
Okay. Bam.
How about you Santa Claus up in this bitch?
Gooseland, when I get my funds up, I'll pop out in the Miami for the 1 million party for show. Gooseland,
go, Goose.
I got you. I'm going to cover it for you. You got my word. I'll cover it for you. I'll get you the plane taken out here. KZRE, Myron say, saw how you went into your natural instinct training and went full Frank Castle mode to protect the panel. Big shout out to you, Brother Darkness. Check your DM for me, nigga. What the fuck? There is value. Chris, stay savage.
Bro, okay. I don't know your Instagram name, bro. I think the KZRE doesn't come up.
The Cat Daddy, Myron, Chris, Fresh. Remember, we are the villains. Every villain fails when they explain their plan. You're helping men who are the enemy to society. Stop explaining yourself. Moving sounds also Fresh. They black women, no more bunnies. Yeah, man. But here's the thing.
What the fuck?
To our supporters, bro, we got y'all, man. We gonna talk to you guys. $20 from Life of Jake Smoove. This is Jake Smoove from Mississippi, and thank y'all for taking my call. And I got one more question. Could y'all get Love Dorsey on one of the shows? She's from Florida as well.
And it sounds familiar.
Who's that?
I can't remember who that is, though.
We'll look her up. Try calling in. We'll get you next time. 40-year-old married with two kids, but subscribed 2 months ago, and I'm becoming a better man. Keep going. Fact.
There you go.
That's what this is about, bro. Bing bong. Hey, F&F, make sure these fools wipe you off with all the lip service they keep giving y'all. LOL, pause. And then $25, Tom Chat. I agree with you, F&F. I asked a guy who doesn't follow you if he knew you, and his first question was, weren't they outed as frauds? You have to stop yourself at some point. Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what it comes down to.
People won't get results. They wouldn't support us. It'd be like, bro, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're doing something right here.
But he's saying, like, people don't even get the chance to check it out because they see all that negative stuff, and they're like, oh, we ain't going to get my chance. That's what he's saying.
That's true.
You know? Supersize Mo got work to do. I'm 100% sure FNF will turn you from Supersize Mo to Huge Mo, then Big Mo, then to Regular Mo, and then you will earn the title Mo Bitches. You got this, you overgrown milk dud. Let's go. Okay.
Hey, there you go. Motivation, Mo.
Yeah, shout out to the Fresh and Fit fan, bro. Yeah, we roast each other.
Is there camera on Mo?
No, yeah, it has on camera.
Just hit 8, bro. Just hit 8.
Nope. Oh, yeah, there it goes.
Yeah.
Look to the left.
Yep. Yeah, hey, Mo, right there. Hey, right there,
man.
Bro.
My nigga Mo in the building.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. Don't worry. I got you. And I'm going to make Myron proud, I promise.
My boy.
All right.
And then Joshua Kimber, FNF, you have to defend yourself, period. Copyright strike is very valid. You can't keep to peace when the other party wants war. That will get you slaughtered if you decide to lay your weapons down. FNF for life. Yeah, bro. And we tried to reason and be peaceful, guys. Y'all just don't. They're just not going to tell you that. You know what I'm saying? I've talked to some of these guys and said, hey, man, let's squash this. And they're like, nah, I'm not taking my video down.
All right, guys.
All right. So, all right, cool. Guys, we got some lovely ladies. We're going to get going here in a little bit on a nighttime show. Hell, we might even open up the phone lines for y'all to interact with us and the lovely ladies, man. It's a Friday. So we'll catch you guys here in a little bit. And, yeah, 2 days, baby. Let's do it.
Peace.
All right, cool.
We're going to explain what's going on. Like what Myron just did. Yeah. I ain't talking about right now, but as these people start falling, you're going to really start hearing them. Because they're soft, man.
Yeah.
They're soft. They're like, why are you stopping us?
You know, the white boy, Jimmy, was like, bro, why are you defending this? You take it down. I'm like, this bitch begging.
You begging now.
I mean, you were begging when you talking shit about us.
Right. Like, I wanted to knock you out. Talking about a strike.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, man, I want to strike you. Strike.
Like more than 8. But
they, and it was like, dude, y'all built all this, man. I was going, no, it was your, one of y'all part, I think it was you. How you doing, brother? Don Lewis.
Big Mo.
Oh, you're Don Lewis.
D.L. Saint, man.
Oh, D.L. Saint. Oh, shit. Yo. Good to see you, man. Good to meet you, man.
It's an honor to meet you.
I'm nobody. I just be hanging out with this guy.
Oh, come on, man.
Right here. Yo, man, trying to get these boys to go to the range. Y'all never want to go to the range.
I'm down to go.
Y'all never want to go to the range.
I'm down to go.
I hate chewing gum, bro. As much as I did it so much,
I hate that.
Yeah, I'm on the same page with you, but here's the deal, though.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
You got to say, you got to say, especially now, bro, with what's going on here. Especially now.
Bro, the hate is
different, bro. Hey, listen, y'all handle this like a women. Y'all, that's just y'all warriors, man.
I was like, you know what? Nah, because what he's, how is everybody feel? Yeah, and now they're talking about it. And no one's gonna post this, but the Fresh and Fit family's gonna be posting this when they see something, they're gonna clip it. Look at this. Go ahead and call them. I didn't know y'all was working behind the scenes. It makes sense to me because y'all cool cats. I didn't know y'all was working behind the scenes. I wish y'all video that. On the phone, trying to, you know, send an email.
I talked to O'Shea 2 different times.
You get them?
Yeah.
You want the
phone? Yo, Mark, we got, 8 girls right now.
Yeah,
all right.
Like, you want the crumbs that bad, man?
Fresh. Can you set up the thing for me? Are you about to? Oh. Yeah.
All right. And what you said on your channel, man, you was like, what'd you say? I'm a nerd and getting it or something like that?
Yeah.
Dude, when I heard that, man, that's why I talked to a little chat. Like, yo, that was brilliant, man.
Just keeping up, man. I ain't trying to be nothing I'm not.
Yeah, like I said, day one, man. Like I said, I roll with y'all, bro.
I appreciate it, bro, for real.
I roll with y'all.
Yeah, you're a real one, bro.
Yeah, Freshby has me out here, man. I mean, I'm the old dude. I sit back and just watch it. I just watch it y'all do y'all, man.
Yeah, I hope so, man.
You know in LA, right? I legit produce stuff, right? Do you understand what you have? Do you understand what you got here?
Yeah, bro. Like, here's the other thing you guys don't know. The production guy that really came up with, like, I spent so many hours though, like, where I was like, I'm gonna do it, trying to figure shit out.
You are now.
A mediocre one.
Bro. I'm mediocre. There's no way in hell. I'll be hiring all kinds of people coming here. Hey, man. That's why I always say keep leading from the front.
Yeah.
Just as a soldier, man. Like, look, you up front taking all the slings, all the arrows. You know what I'm saying? Y'all taking all around. So y'all are standing there. You still here. That's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
I had to.
Especially
at this point, they just unhappy, especially Auburn. He's a really unhappy
mom.
Like, you just tell her. Like, you know, like, unhappy. Yeah, I make money for first year football. They say, no shit.
All right, nigga, you just proved that you literally are a fan. You're a fan.
You're a fan. And, like, I bet you I come across some folks too. I bet you I say something.
They never go to, they rarely meet.
How they do, but they'll go to LA, they'll go to New York. You know what I'm saying? They do that. Trust me, I've seen some folks with them.
I bought me a little
charm, man. You got me on like the first time I put on a little charm. My wife, my tenants are finished now. It ain't nothing like that. I just got me a little bitty yin yang candy, like a little yin yang.
I'm gonna see you older, so you don't.
Right. All right. You remember that night we was out? Mike had his bag, and I was so worried about that bag. I was putting it around my neck. We was $69 with it that night. You play right there. Me and Mike right here.
I'm going to put this up.